SBS Radio.
You're listening to NITV Radio and you're with Bertrand Tungandame. My next guest is Kevin Barrow, CEO of the Butterfly Foundation. The Butterfly Foundation represents all people affected by eating disorders and negative body image, a person with the illness, their family and their friends. I caught up with Kevin Barrow in the sidelines of the release of the findings of a new study by the Western Sydney University, suggesting that 27% of Aboriginal adults have an eating disorder compared to 16% of non-Indigenous adults. In our conversation, we discussed the Butterfly Foundation's role in general and in particular how the organization works with First Nations patients and their families.
Butterfly is a not-for-profit organisation supporting those who are living with eating disorders or challenged by body image issues. And our focus is in three main areas. Prevention, so working within schools to help enhance people's self-esteem and deal with body image issues early on. In the area of treatment, so innovating with new programs to support those in need. And also providing support for carers and those with lived experience. And perhaps the biggest part of that support is our national helpline, ED Hope. And it's there that we've been doing a lot of work to ensure that our team is ready and able to deal with some of the challenges that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples may be experiencing with respect to eating disorders. So one of those areas is that you can call our national helpline. You can come in via web chat or via email. And we've ensured that all our teams have done cultural competence training and are very committed to understanding and hearing the stories of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. As you've just pointed out, obviously this most recent study has really proven that eating disorders is something that is just not unique to one particular part of society, and they impact men and women broadly. And obviously, based on this study, it would appear that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders actually potentially have an even higher incidence of eating disorders within Australia. We really encourage people to just contact us for a yarn and just to chat around general information. And if you are a carer or a loved one and you're concerned about someone that may be possibly experiencing eating disorder, you can just have a chat to one of our counsellors and understand what to look out for.
We know that eating disorders and body image are culturally specific. Do we have any figures or numbers or maybe just some ratio to compare how the communities fare?
The recent study by Dr. Adam suggested that around 27% of First Australian peoples may have an eating disorder when compared to around 16% of non-Indigenous adults within Australia. And that's across the board. And it's a similar story when it comes to young people as well. The research would suggest that amongst First Australians, some behaviours such as binging and purging are actually more common than the non-Indigenous population. So certainly this is a challenge. And as I mentioned before, it's one that is across the board in terms of gender as well. So both females and males can experience eating disorders. And we need to be on the lookout for that, because what we do know is that when treatment is delivered to someone with evidence-based care, then the chance of a full recovery is much greater.
And do we see any difference or significant difference, if there's any, between rural, remote and urban areas or right across the country?
I'm not aware of differences based on rural and remote areas. What I do know, though, is that the services that are provided in rural and remote areas are often very stretched. And in contrast to those living within sort of more metro areas, it can be harder to access good care. And so that's why it will be good for people who are in need to reach out to our helpline, because what we can do is help point you in the right direction in terms of where you can get that care. Because as we know, I think it's not just eating disorders. Generally, services are quite challenged in those rural and remote areas.
well, during the pandemic, an average person, most in average, not an average person, but in average, will have put on 3 extra kilos, and this could affect people's image of themselves. Would you have any indication of what could have happened during the lockdown?
We have done some work to understand what's been occurring in Australia during the lockdown. And COVID has been really challenging for those living with an eating disorder because, you know, it started off with, you know, the crazy behaviour in supermarkets, people hoarding food, people's routines were upset, their ability to reach out to family and their broader community was impacted. And we also know that when eating disorders are in isolation, they can develop even more. And then when you couple that with, you know, it's harder to seek treatment because you're in a lockdown environment, it's a real perfect storm. So the helpline I mentioned before saw, you know, close to 100% increase in things like web chats, people calling out for help during the early stages of COVID. And whilst that settled down a little bit, it's still a much greater demand for services. So, yes, absolutely, COVID has had an impact. And I think on broadly mental health overall, and I know that's one area that the government have been very focused on and trying to provide necessary support.
We're right in the midst of Mental Health Month. Any program or campaign awareness campaign that's been around that we need to be aware of?
Interestingly, given your question, we ran a campaign in May early this year, which has sort of carried a theme throughout the year, and that is about supporting people living in rural and remote communities. You know, this is Australia, it's a wealthy country. There's no reason why someone has an accident of the postcode that they live in should get substandard service. And we've really been advocating for, you know, increased care in the rural and remote setting. One thing that COVID has taught us is that we can put some of the clinical services online and do so in a virtual environment. So we run an outpatient program for youth who are living or challenged by an eating disorder, and we're able to, you know, connect where at all possible. If there's an internet connection, we can project care across Australia, and we'd like to advocate for more support in those areas. And if there is one positive that's come from COVID, it's the fact that actually we've realised that we can do things differently and we can reach more people than we might previously have thought.
Kevin Barrow, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Well, thanks very much for having me. Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.